I'm so happy to say it's Friday, February 21st, 2025. Happy Friday, friends. We made it. Let's go. It's First Thing with Kevin Mano. Real quick look at all the headlines. There's a lot going on right now, so let's get going. The show starts right now. And we always start with the top story. There are a couple political stories at the top of the news feed this morning. First, 83-year-old Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell, he turned 83 yesterday, actually, will not be seeking re-election. He announced that his current term will be his last. He is the longest-serving Senate party leader ever. Also, in other political news, the Senate officially confirmed Kash Patel as the new FBI director yesterday. Democrats that fought his appointment are worried that he'll use his position for retribution against President Trump's political opponents. In the end, all Senate Democrats opposed Patel, and he narrowly made it through with a final vote of 51 to 49. Hey, on to sports. First, this is a big one. In hockey, last night it was the USA against Canada in the first Four Nations face-off championship game. And man, it was a good one. Back and forth. In the end, Canada won it in overtime, 3-2. Congrats, Canada. In the NBA, 7'3" San Antonio Spurs star Victor Wembanyama is out for the rest of the season. He's got a blood clot in his right shoulder, deep vein thrombosis. That's a bummer. They do expect him to recover and be ready to go next season. Bobby Portis of the Milwaukee Bucks was just suspended for 25 games without pay. He violated the league's drug policy, but as his story goes, he accidentally took the wrong painkiller. He took Tramadol instead of Toradol. He said, quote, "I made an honest mistake and took a pain-reducing anti-inflammatory pill that is not approved. I feel horrible and recognize that I'm responsible for what I put in my body." Now he's out for 25 games. Lastly, since I mentioned it a couple times this week, I figure I should have some closure here, especially since I'm a Cubs fan. Yesterday was the first spring training game of the upcoming MLB season, and the Cubs won it. I know these games don't matter at all, but final score, 12-4. Come on, undefeated. I will say, though, unfortunately, this is serious. Dodgers pitcher Bobby Miller was hit in the head with a 106-mile-per-hour line drive during the game. It's a rough start to the season. He did manage to walk off the field on his own, and he was being monitored for a concussion. He eventually put out a statement saying he can't wait to get back on the mound. On to some entertainment headlines this morning. This is a big one, huge if true. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce may have gotten a puppy. Travis's brother Jason revealed this information on a podcast. He said the dog chewed up some nice Italian couches. That was sort of the first anybody heard of a puppy. Taylor already has three cats, and now it sounds like there could be a dog in the mix. In other news, Logan Paul is apparently banned from Egypt. He said he wanted to go explore the pyramids with Mr. Beast, but the Egyptian government did not approve his participation. Everyone else was fine, but not Logan Paul. He made it sound like he doesn't know why he's banned. He said he's never been there, and I guess he won't be going anytime soon. In legal news, a few things here. Kim Kardashian is being sued by a man named Ivan Cantu. She posted a photo on social media of a man named Ivan Cantu, an inmate awaiting the death penalty, but she posted a photo of the wrong Ivan Cantu on accident. Now, this guy, a project manager in New York, he said that mix-up really screwed up his life, and he wants compensation from Kim. In other legal news, an actor who you might know from the show Ugly Betty, he was just arrested for battery. Eric Mabius is his name. This happened in Florida, arrested for battery after allegedly assaulting a woman outside a bar and resisting an officer without violence. And lastly here, another serious one. Nicolas Cage's ex-girlfriend, Christina Fulton, is suing him. Their son, Weston, allegedly got physical with her last April. I don't know if you remember that. And she is claiming that Nick just enables him. That's her claim. Nick's lawyer called the allegations absurd and frivolous. To movie and TV news. It is Friday. That means new stuff is out there. The Monkey opens this weekend. Looks intense. It's based on a Stephen King short story. Theo James, Tatiana Maslany, Elijah Wood, and Adam Scott are all in this, out now. The Unbreakable Boy, starring Zachary Levi, that is out. And Daisy Ridley is in a new movie called Cleaner. She's a former soldier who has to save 300 hostages, also out now. And on streaming services today, Nosferatu, you can watch that at home now, that's on Peacock. And Max has the Anthony Mackie thriller Elevation. Today's the streaming premiere for both of those movies. In other movie news, we still don't know who the next James Bond will be, but This is big. Amazon MGM is taking control of the franchise. Two people, Michael G. Wilson and Barbara Broccoli, have been in charge for a long time, and they are stepping back. They're still going to be in the mix, but Amazon MGM will have creative control. So I guess maybe that means Jeff Bezos will cast himself as the next Bond. I don't know. Now in James Bond adjacent news, our former Bond, Daniel Craig, he just dropped out of a new DC movie called Sergeant Rock. He was attached and now he's out. It's not clear why, but it's rumored that Jeremy Allen White from The Bear could take his spot. In other rumored casting news, The Rock could possibly lead Martin Scorsese's next movie. If it happens, he'll reportedly play a ruthless Hawaiian crime boss. This is based on a real story, a real guy. Emily Blunt and Leonardo DiCaprio are both said to be in it as well. In TV news, the Hulu show Paradise with Sterling K. Brown and James Marsden has been renewed for a second season. I hear good things about that. I want to watch it. It's officially coming back for more on NBC. Reba McEntire's new sitcom, Happy's Place, is also coming back for a second season. That was renewed as well. Nobody Wants This was one of the biggest shows of the past year. That show on Netflix, and it was just announced that Leighton Meester is joining the cast for season two, and that's interesting because her real-life husband, Adam Brody, is one of the stars of the show. A couple more things to watch this weekend. Saturday night is the 56th NAACP Image Awards. That'll be on BET and CBS. Sunday on NBC, E! And Bravo. It's the series premiere of The Americas, narrated by Tom Hanks. After that, on NBC, it's a series premiere of Suits LA. That's finally coming out. The reality show about the Baldwins, called The Baldwins, premieres Sunday night on TLC. Also on Sunday night, the Screen Actors Guild Awards, the SAG Awards, hosted by Kristen Bell. You can find that on Netflix, just like her show, Nobody Wants This. Okay, on the music, once again, it's Friday. I feel like we've established that, but it means New Music Friday. If you're looking for something new to listen to, there are a few things out this weekend. Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco put out another track from their upcoming album, and this one includes Gracie Abrams, a collab that's out now. Tate McRae has a new album, So Close to What, that is out there now. Imagine Dragons put out some previously unreleased demos today. Sam Fender has a new record, People Watching is the name of it. The band Youth Lagoon has a new album. The band Camp has a new song out. I love Camp. It's Camp with two A's. One of my faves. And a couple of my favorite heavier bands have new stuff as well. Silverstein released an album called Anti-Bloom, and Killswitch Engage has a new one out called This Consequence. All out now. In other music news, everyone has been announcing tours lately. Every day it's another big summer tour, and I guess Neil Young is next up. The dates are not out, but he is expected to make that announcement very soon. He announced that he's announcing a tour. This one's cool. According to the IFPI, they're the group that basically represents the music industry worldwide, the best-selling song of 2024 was Beautiful Things by Benson Boone. Yeah, that makes sense. 2.11 billion streams globally. That is a lot. Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter was number two, and Lose Control by Teddy Swims was third. Lastly, this is also cool. Tyla just became the first African solo artist to hit a billion streams on Spotify with her song Water. It's a great song. It's a cool stat. Nice job, Tyla. Some additional headlines here before we head into this weekend. Another top story right now. Hamas released the bodies of four Israeli hostages yesterday. Among them were two children, the two youngest captives, but their mother was not returned with them. And according to the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, that is a serious violation. Additionally, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reacted to the release of the dead captives and vowed vengeance against Hamas. Back here in the States, in case you missed this one, in food news, KFC is leaving Kentucky. That's what the K stands for. That's where it all started. They're heading down to Plano, Texas. TFC doesn't have the same ring to it. Texas has been attracting a bunch of businesses lately. They've got some nice tax breaks and business-friendly regulations. More food news here. Taco Bell just launched birthday cake churros. They teamed up with Milk Bar for these. They hit stores yesterday. They'll be available for a limited time, and you can get them while supplies last. Also, last bit of food news, a little healthier than that last one, Coca-Cola has launched a prebiotic soda. There's a ton of these out there. And now Simply Pop is their addition to the space. They have five flavors, strawberry, pineapple mango, fruit punch, lime, and citrus punch. And that brings us to the end. I always end the show with something positive, some good news. This one is about a reunion. a 94-year-old woman in San Diego. Her name is Barbara. She saved a toddler from drowning back in 1961. He was at the bottom of a pool. She noticed. She jumped in and saved him. That little guy's name was Ben, and he is 66 years old now. They had not seen each other since that day until last week. I guess Ben's siblings arranged the reunion. How cool. I've got a photo of the two of them up in our Instagram stories this morning. I feel like that would be very meaningful for both. I mean, I would definitely want to meet the woman that saved my life. I love this. Again, that picture is up at First Thing Pod. And the show is over now. Okay. Thanks for being here. As always, very much appreciate you making this podcast a part of your routine. I hope it's a great weekend for you. I'm excited. I've got my meeting with my surgeon today, my post-op meeting. I'm like 10 days post-surgery. I don't know. And I'm meeting with her. I'm going to thank her and figure out how my recovery is going. But I feel great. Have a great weekend. I am back on Monday. Let's talk then.
Please tell your friends about this show.